Well, if you're, say if you had to go somewhere and your old clothes wore out, you go out and buy yourself a what?
Well, we always kept a suit of clothes, a purpose to go out, but just one suit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe two pair of pants, but the same coat, it had to last maybe a century.
Yeah. And what would you wear under your coat? Sometimes they'd wear
Oh, we'd wear a white shirt. But in them times, our dress shirts had no collars on them. You had to put a collar on them. It had a button in the back, one in the front. And we used cuff buttons. I wish the old bachelor was here. I'd want to show you. I made him a present of my wedding equipment like that.
Yeah. You want Don to get married, don't you?
You're
giving him your wedding suit.
Well, no, I mostly give it to him for a souvenir. I had a gold button for the front of my collar button. That collar was iron stiff, snow white. I wore a bow tie, and my cuff buttons is made out of a dime, 10-cent piece. You know what that is?
Uh-huh.
Well, one side of it is that, and the rest of it is all silver with a little knob on my cuff buttons.
Who made that for you?
He was an old fella from France that made that. Man, he sold them things here, and he passed a peddling them things afoot. They brought him from Grand Chenier and he stayed at our home with my dad and mama. Anybody come in a stranger, my dad and mama would, that was their hangout place. They were the only people. Well, in other words, they were about at the center of the island, you see. We used to have what they call pack peddlers that would come out here. There were some families that moved to Grand Chenier. One family by the name of Canix. Well, their old daddy started out as a pack peddler. Did take a big bundle of clothes. And man, they'd throw that there, two straps, throw it in the back. And there's one of them boys still living there. Canning. And I got, there's one of these, that old man's sons that married my first cousin on Grand Chenier. Of course, he died not long ago. Steve Canning was his name. And he married one of the Miller girls. They were good people, though, but they talked funny. You could tell they had a different accent to what we got. But that old fella he'd come out here.
From where?
From Grand Chenier. They were from, let's see, what was their nationality? Czechoslovakia. You know what?
When they came here, they were?
Oh, you couldn't hardly understand them.
Yeah.
Man, when they talk it, it all went, looked like all together to me. Yeah. The old fellow, his name was Paul. Paul Canning.
Now, when your old clothes wore out, you'd have to go out and buy yourself a...
Well, they made most of our clothes when we was coming up. That was all homemade.
What'd you wear around the farm?
Oh, well, we'd use the blue denim, mostly. Oh, we had to. There's too many bars and stuff around here, man. It'd tire your clothes off you.
Did you ever wear